Shirley Simonis, you are in quite a predicament here because you have decided it's not appropriate to issue same-sex marriage licenses. You have the grounds to back that, but you're getting quite a bit of criticism. You've got some people outside the courthouse waiting for an opportunity to get that license. And to compound this, if I understand correctly, you actually support the idea of gay marriage, but you just don't have the authority to do so right now. Is that correct?
That's correct, Larry. I've spent the last week investigating this situation. I didn't, and I am not issuing the same-sex marriage licenses at this time because I don't feel that I have the legal go-ahead to do that. The judge's decision stated that same-sex marriages were unconstitutional, and it stopped at that point. I reviewed the statutes as far as county clerk statutory responsibility, and nowhere in the statutes has it indicated that my responsibility is to study a federal judge's ruling and determine whether or not within that ruling, one, did a law change, and two, if it did change, when does it go into effect? Because I don't have the legal background in any type of legal issues, I always go for legal advice. Legal advice here at the county level is the Corporation Counsel. So I immediately went to Corporation Counsel. I asked him to review Judge Crabb's ruling. My Corporation Counsel's response was that he felt Judge Crabb's ruling was declaratory. It did not finish and guide or instruct the county clerks to issue marriage licenses. And as of Monday morning, he had indicated to me that his advice was that I should not be issuing marriage licenses. I further contacted the Attorney General's office, and we were instructed that the law had not changed. And the Attorney General's office clearly advised county clerks not to issue marriage license. Having those two legal opinions, I did not feel that I had the legal authority, nor do I feel I have the legal authority at this time to issue same-sex marriage licenses. I am more than willing to issue marriage licenses and want to any residents within Portage County if it is within my legal realm of responsibility.
We should make it clear that you actually support the gay marriage issue and these people that are trying to get married, but it's the authority of what you can and cannot do under the law that has made you choose this decision, right?
That's correct. I want to make sure that I follow statutory responsibility and that when I do it, I can legally issue that marriage license to them.
You've got one couple and a bunch of supporters out on the steps today. I'm sure they've been back to the window several times. How is that going for you and the other staff in the clerk's office as far as dealing with that situation and the disappointment they have and the stress they may cause here in the office?
I'm feeling badly that Judge Crabb, within her original ruling, did not make it clear for all the county clerks of the state of Wisconsin so that there isn't a difference between Portage County or Wood County or Marathon County, because I think everybody throughout the state of Wisconsin, because it's a Wisconsin marriage license, should be afforded the same opportunity. Unfortunately, some of the county clerks and some of the corporation councils, and I'm not sure why, are having different opinions. And so I feel sorry for the couples here in Portage County, and I guess people are looking at it that I'm not doing this because I don't want to, and that's not the issue. I would like to be able to issue them the licenses, and I'm more than willing to issue them the licenses once I'm sure that legally I should be issuing them the licenses.
It's pretty much a wait and see, isn't it?
It is, and what I'm hoping is with Judge Crabb's ruling today is that it's going to be clear for all of us. You know, I was told by several parties that this ruling had a lot of gray area, and I know that this isn't the only issue within this lawsuit. There are other issues for same-sex couples, you know, those that have gotten married out of state, and this is just one part of it. But I'm certainly hoping that she has discovered the unrest and the difficult situation that county clerks have been placed in, and that her decision will be clear for all of us so that we're all on the same page again.
Wisconsin has marriages and domestic partnerships. let's say hypothetically a same-sex couple gets married and they had a domestic partnership, does one nullify the other?
According to the current law at this time, if someone is in a domestic partnership, has it registered, once they get married, it automatically terminates the domestic partnership just by filing the marriage license and getting married.
So let's say someone goes from domestic partnership to a marriage in another county, obviously, at this point, because that's not happening here. But let's say down the road, the courts, after all the appeals, after all the decisions, the law does not change and gay marriage is not allowed in Wisconsin. Does that leave these couples with basically no union at all?
And I think that's a question also that will be coming before the courts. There are many questions regarding if it would be ruled that they would be placed in limbo. If they're now married and they've canceled out the domestic partnerships, that I'm sure that a lot of attorneys would be chiming in on.
Anything you want to add today?
I just want to add that, you know, I was elected to follow statutory responsibilities and make sure that I carry out the law, and that's what I want to do. I don't want to do something in my capacity as an elected county clerk that there would be any doubt in anybody else's mind that I'm not following the law. And I want to be able to issue everybody the licenses, but I want to make sure that I have the legal authority to do that.